Whoa, Nelly! Freeman here again for more exciting episode 100 lead-up bonus content news. These have been a blast to produce and collaborate on, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't have a particular excitement for this one, like a biased parent who really does have a favorite child. Thanks, Ma. No, but seriously, a lot of time was put into the story of Scott's character, Aelin Weinmar, during our run of Troubles in Otari, and he has pulled out all the stops for the vignettes to follow this intro. Timeline-wise, you can expect these events to fit almost squarely between the end of our run of that adventure and the start of our episode 100 series. In this case, I've had to step into the role of David Ettercap and have done so with our friend Frank's permission. We hope you enjoy. And patrons on the Patreon private feed, don't forget to stick around after these scenes for a discussion with Scott on Aelin's character build. Wagon wheels creak as a white wagon pulled by a majestic white mare pulls into a small town. The sun beams down as locals gather to see who is entering their quaint little home. The lavish gold writing on the side of the wagon reads, "Behind the Veil, a walk through the puddles. Book tour." A gnome with a brilliant red hair and mane hops down with a flourish and addresses the crowd.
"Ah, in front of me I see a town of those in the know and intellectuals. Word has traveled far and wide of the deeds of Vale, the hero of the puddles, and Absalom. Clearly a hamlet as well up to date as you has heard of he who steals from the rich to uplift the underbelly of the city at the center of the world. I am David Ettercap, and tonight I will join Vale himself in bringing you never-before-heard stories of Vale's capers. That's right, reading from his best-selling tell-all book, Vale exposes the true villains of Absalom, the rich."
In the back of the wagon, surrounded by books, sits a half-elf with short-cropped gray hair and pale milky skin. He wears a blue traveler's overcoat with leather accents and a large collar, in contrast to the crimson trim on his shirt and pants. Aelin smiles at David's borderline condescending tone, the smile tugging at the scar under his left eye. He knows that David's methods work, and by that night, they would have a massive crowd to perform to. As David famously says, "Always be closing." As the sun sets, Aelin and David sit in the back room of a town hall that is getting more and more crowded by the moment. David turns to Aelin, says,
"So the mayor rented us the hall for free tonight, but have agreed for us to look into a scum infestation up the river."
"Scum again? What's with this region? Did he mention anything about treasure?"
Aelin returns back to leaning in his chair. David's eyes light up at the word treasure.
"Of course. Mostly rumors, but you know how scum are. I'm sure there's something. And the mayor promised another 200 gold on top. Anyway, it's showtime."
Aelin nods, standing. With a slight shimmer, his magic clothing changes into his glamorous all-white performing outfit, and he fits a white mask over his face and follows Mr. Ettercap into the town hall, which erupts with applause. David and Aelin, under his disguise, read passages from the book, perform small scenes of a veil stealing from under the nose of Absalom's elite. The crowd laughs and gasps along with the now well-choreographed performance. They've been on the road for some time, stopping town after town to perform for all and sell books to the literate townsfolk, who are becoming more and more scarce this far from Absalom. As the show goes on, Aelin notices one man not laughing with the rest, a brute of a man standing at the back, chewing a toothpick of the pulp. Keeping an eye on the man as the performance comes to a close, the man disappears, obscured by the crowd jumping to their feet in a final standing ovation as David and Aelin take their bows. With the show concluded, books signed and sold, David and Aelin are out back at the town hall. In the relative darkness of a moonlit night, they load the unsold books into the back of the wagon. As he is reaching in with an armful of books, Aelin hears a growl from behind him.
"Well, looks like we found 'em, boys."
Without yet turning, Aelin puts down the books in the wagon. He opens a secret compartment and withdraws a long, curved sword with delicate carvings on the hilt and blade. He turns to the pack of brutes.
And who sent you lot?
We're here on the orders of our master, Lord Clementine. He's been wanting you dead for a long time. And now you've gone and outed yourself with his book tour.
The man spits on the ground. Aelin recognizes him as the man from the back of the hall. And this is nothing new. Aelin knew telling embarrassing stories about Absalom's affluent would land him in some hot water. But the tour was almost over, and he could retire in anonymity at his Rod and Bow Club in Otari very soon. Smiling under his mask as the five brutes attack, Aelin silently uses the flat of his blade to smack and slap the aggressors as he elegantly parries and dodges their attacks. Behind him, David simply whistles songs of inspiration as he continues to load the wagon, having seen this all before. Leaving a pile of unconscious attackers, David cracks the reins as the wagon pulls away into the night. Aelin sits in the office of the town's mayor, his blue eyes looking idly out the window from behind his mask as David deals with the transaction. Grand gestures and honeyed words pour forth as David tries to sell the mayor several more copies of the book for the local library. David receives sacks of gold as payment for their taking care of the local scum problem the day before. Another town, another performance, another task. Aelin's mind wanders to the Rod and Boat Club, a beautiful spot on the white sand beaches outside of Otari. Aelin built the hunting and fishing club when he left his life of crime in Absalom, going legit. His only real goals in life now that David has finished writing his book is to finish this ridiculous tour and take his retirement money back to the club and live out a life peacefully on the sunny shores of Otari. His face grimaces only for a moment under his mask, as he thinks about how much booze his bartender Miroslav must be drinking in his absence. Aelin is abruptly woken from his daydream as David claps him on the shoulder. "Our work here is done, Vale." David hands the mayor a handwritten receipt and turns, exiting the room. Shaking hands with him, Aelin follows David out to the wagon, where the gnome opens another secret compartment, depositing a few sacks of gold. Looking over David's shoulder, the compartment filled with coins, Aelin smiles under the mask.
"Not bad, Davy. We may need a bigger cart."
As they both laugh, they are suddenly interrupted by a courier speeding up the way.
"Galantine's delivery, Mr. Vale. Oh, it's important. I came as quick as I could find you."
Both David and Aelin scowl at the courier for breaking Aelin's disguise in public, though it seems no one heard. Aelin snatches the letter from his hand. He opens it and reads its contents, eyes widening behind his mask. He thanks the courier, hands the letter to David, and begins to unbridle his horse.
"Buy another horse. Make your way back to the club. I have to go with all haste."
And Aelin disappears into the night before David can even finish the letter.